السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed how Allah تبارك وتعالى treats his slave. A quick recap, we mentioned that those who leave any of their pleasures, they leave any of their pleasures for the pleasure of Allah تبارك وتعالى, then Allah will grant them that which is far superior. We also explained that those who remember Allah, Allah will bless them with his company. Those who are grateful and thankful to Allah, Allah will bless them with even more bounties and favors. Those who obey Allah, they become worthy of being honored by Allah. And we explain that those who disobey Allah, Allah doesn't allow them to become despondent of His mercy. Allah says, you make tawbah, I will forgive you, you'll become my beloved. And if you don't make tawbah, then I will grant you that which will put you into difficulty or hardship, then you'll have to bear it patiently, and that will expiate your sins, and you'll still become closer to me. Then we also explained yesterday, Allah is appreciative. Any act of virtue you do, Allah multiplies it anywhere between 10 and 700. But a wrong that you do, it remains one wrong. And if you make tawbah from that wrong, Allah will substitute it with the reward of a good deed that you never carried out in the first place. And we concluded yesterday by saying, it is the name of Allah that keeps the universe going. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam educates us that as long as there is one person remaining saying Allah, Allah, Qiyamah will not come. This universe will not come to an end. So every time we take the name of Allah, we are playing our part in keeping the universe sustained in the subsistence of the universe. Now today, we continue. We talk about the miraculous nature of the name of Allah. The name of Allah is so blessed that anyone takes it. Anyone takes it. There's an incident of a man who was very sinful. And when he died, he was told, you are forgiven. And he said, on what basis? He said, one night, you couldn't sleep. And you were tossing from this side to that side. You know, we all go through it from time to time. And while tossing, you just said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. But you took my name. Allah says, you took my name. Because of that one instance when you took my name, I've forgiven your entire life of sin. When Adam alayhi salam made a mistake and he was taken out of Jannah and brought on earth, he was very restless. But he took the name of Allah and Allah calmed his restlessness. When Zakariya alayhi salam in old age, he wanted an heir, someone who would succeed him. He took the name of Allah. Allah granted him a child, even though his wife was barren and even though both of them were old. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was catapulted into the fire by Namrud, he took the name of Allah. Allah turned that raging fire into a garden of bliss, into a garden of enjoyment. When Musa alayhi salam took the name of Allah, that streams of water started to flow from hard rocks. When Musa alayhi salam took the name of Allah, then the raging sea opened up a dry path for Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel to walk. When Isa alayhi salatu wasalam took the name of Allah, then those who were blind, they were able to see. Those who were lepers, they were cured. Those who were dead in the grave, with the name of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was able to resurrect him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was one day sleeping under a tree, alone, no bodyguards. And his sword was hanging on the branch of the tree. An enemy came out and he unsheathed the sword. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up and the enemy told him, who'll save you from me now? He said, Allah. And the sword fell from the man's hands. And there and there, he accepted Islam. When the Nabi of Allah said, Allah, the moon split. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah, the stones spoke. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah, the streams of guidance began flowing in the hearts of those whose hearts were harder than stone. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah, the entire world became illuminated. Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi has written, many people have claimed divinity. Even Fir'aun said, Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am your most high Lord. But no one ever in history said, I am Allah. No one used the name Allah. Fir'aun used the word Rabb. People use different names to claim divinity. But this name Allah has made it so exclusive that even the liars did not think to claim divinity in the name of Allah. You know, in this world, you have to address people with formal titles. Your Excellency, Your Highness. It's a protocol. You don't do it, they get angry. Imagine if we had to address Allah by formal titles. Our entire lifespan would be inadequate. Even though we are impure, even though we are weak, Allah has made it easy and possible for us. Anywhere, in any condition, at any time, you say Allah and you have a direct connection to the heavens. You have a direct connection to your Creator. Allah has made it that easy for us. Abu Ubaidah Khawwas used to, one day he was walking on the road and he suddenly exclaimed, Wa shawqa ila man yarani wa la arahu. How I desire to meet the one that I can't see, but he is always seeing me. Allah. That yearning to meet Allah, who can see us even though we cannot see Him. Let me conclude by saying this. Every time you take the name of Allah, remember Allah is Sami', He's all hearing. Allah is Basir, He's all watching. Whether it comes from your heart, whether it comes from your tongue, whether it comes in the day, whether it comes in the night, whether it's in salah or in recitation of the Quran or in supplication, you take the name of Allah, Allah is hearing you. Sometimes the baby cries in the middle of the night, but the mother is in too much of a deep sleep. Sometimes someone is injured and crying for help, but everyone else is oblivious. Allah says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah doesn't sleep. Allah does not suffer from slumber. Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Take the name of Allah. 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 جل جلاله وتعالى.